The Volumes of Truth, Volume 1. To he who has understanding, let him hear the truth of the inheritance of sin and salvation. January 3, 2005. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Hear the word of the Lord. All those who seek to know wisdom and receive understanding, all those who love the truth. For thus says the Lord, I have spoken, and behold, I speak once again, that all who love the little ones may be encouraged, and have peace. And so this most wicked generation may know my anger, and tremble in fear. I ask you, what is a child's inheritance on earth and in heaven, if the years of their life be few in number, and they remain in their innocence? Assuredly I say to you, they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. For the Father holds the pure of heart in the palm of his right hand. For like the firefly which alights upon the tall grass, so are these little ones, precious lights shining among men. Therefore, woe to those who catch them and shut them away. Woe to any who do them harm. And woe, even three times woe, to all who extinguish their light. For behold, I am coming quickly with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, to remove the light, to take from the earth my own, and this world shall be plunged into darkness. For judgment shall fall from heaven, covering the face of the earth like a flood. Behold, as a terrible deluge, punishment from on high shall break out against them, and wash them away, until every last trace of evil and wickedness is utterly destroyed. And though the little ones may suffer at the hands of men in this world, I tell you the truth, all arrive at the Father's house in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, where healing is complete, and every tear is wiped away, the ways of the world and men forgotten. Only love abides, as they look upon the face of their Father, forever. Yet the scholars cry, what of the inheritance of sin, and those born with the burden of sin upon them? Listen and have understanding. Humble yourselves, that you may gain wisdom, and hear the word of the Lord. All people are born as babes from their mother's womb, into a world of sin. So then all born by way of water and blood are born into sin, not of sin. For how can one who comes from the kingdom of heaven, created by the hand of God, have sin upon them? Therefore, you do greatly err. For these little ones do not yet know the ways of the world and men. They have not yet eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They remain in their innocence. Therefore I ask you, who has blemished my fireflies? Who has tarnished their light? What has corrupted my gifts? Men, and the works of evil in this world. Thus these little ones, even these young ones corrupted by men, need not repent, for the Son of Man died for them also. For their cleansing is of that covenant which has remained unspoken and constant, in the loving mercy of God, from the beginning, says the Lord.